Everyone has heard of some rich Americans. The Rockefellers, Warren Buffett, the Koch brothers, George Soros, and Donald Trump are a few examples of highly visible wealthy Americans. But most of the names of the true 1%ers, the billionaires, are unknown to the public. Yet these faceless billionaires run the world's financial and political systems, and their wealth and power is only growing greater. The 400 richest Americans made $200 billion in 2013, a total equal to the combined amount spent on the federal food stamp, education, and housing programs. 95% of all new income generated between 2009 and 2012 went to the wealthiest 1%, who own 38% of the nation's financial wealth, while the bottom 60% owns just 2.3% of the nation's wealth. Income inequality gained increased public visibility with the 2014 publication of a book entitled Capital in the 21st Century by French economist Thomas Piketty, who argued that inequality of capital produces an ever-growing disparity in wealth. This idea does not sit well with those who believe capitalism requires inequality of wealth and that taxes on wealth, capital, inheritance, and property are inimical to growth. Piketty argues that the response to wealth inequality should be a top income tax rate of up to 80%, an effective inheritance tax, increased property taxes, and even a global wealth tax. But he acknowledged such measures are currently inconceivable, as anyone with money wants to keep it, and those in this wealthy elite are the primary financiers of the American political system. It's no wonder that government has done little to curb the power of corporations whose destructive actions are endangering our lives. Our political leaders depend upon this corporate blood money for their election. These corporations, however, are anything but faceless. Every company is owned and operated by individuals, men and women with names and addresses. These persons have family, friends, and private lives. Collectively, they call themselves globalists, men and women who have a right to dominate based on wealth, heritage, and bloodline. They view the entire planet as their private playing field. They can be identified and located, and they have a plan to control the globe. One formulated many years ago within secretive societies in both Britain and the U.S. It depends upon killing most of us. Here is that plan.